I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Phil.
And I'm Erica.
And I'm Steve. And this is Streaming Things Welcome Back to School Edition.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, so usually we do movies and TV shows, but there's a strike happening, so we can't necessarily do that as much as we want. So we're doing some out-of-the-box thinking, out-of-the-box content.
Out of the pencil box content.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at me. I like where your head's at.
All
you're bringing your A game.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm a
64 box of crayons.
You got all the colors. You know what? I bet Colonial Puce is in that pack.
That's how good you are.
Oh.
Probably right next to Cerulean.
I saw somebody drop Colonial Puce in the Discord the other day.
It's for me.
No, it wasn't you, though. It was someone else.
No, I talk about Colonial Puce all the time.
It made me laugh really hard because I was like, okay, this is, that's definitely been dropped before.
Because I got
Colonial Puce from Phil.
Yeah.
Because that was your go-to.
Yeah, that was my joke. Because it's stupid. It's like no one knows what that color is.
It's a green, isn't it?
No, it's a reddish.
Yeah, it's like a muted.
Oh, you're right. I always think it's green, but it is like a burgundy.
Mauve. It's like a mauve.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't listened to any of the episodes earlier this week, Kit Laser is gone. He'll be back next week. He's not dead or anything, but he is. He's taking
the week
off.
What if that was the way you announced that Kit had passed
away?
Hey guys,
no big deal or anything, but.
Kit, I love you.
It's like at the end of an episode, like, thanks for listening. Oh, by the way,
BTW. Kit did.
And loving memory.
Oh
my God.
No, he's. Oh
my God.
He's okay. He's just taking care of his baby. So, in lieu of no Kit Laser, me, Steve, I am in charge of running the show, and I brought two really fun people to join me on this episode today where we talk about school, going back to school, what our favorite subjects were, some fun school stories you may have. So, of course, I brought my best friend who I went to high school with and met in high school.
Yeah.
Phil.
Yeah.
We've got some good stories, I'm sure.
I think so.
Maybe. And also, I've got Erica with us.
Hello. I have been to school.
Not only has she gone to school and got an education, she also is in charge of smaller people who do go back to school.
Yeah, two of them. Yeah.
So with that, guys, welcome back.
Thank you. Class is
in session.
Oh, teach.
You.
Can you please call me Teach the whole episode?
We know who the brown noser is.
I was indeed a teacher's pet.
So that's actually a good question. So like in school, did you fit some sort of stereotype or anything like the teacher's pet or the class clown or the troublemaker? Erica, you said you were the teacher's pet?
Teacher's pet. Also, that weird girl.
What's changed?
Sometimes that goes hand in hand, you know? Like, you know, you don't really have social life. So you're like, hey, teacher, can I help you do anything? Do you have a special project for me?
Aww.
Can I erase your chalkboard? Because that's like chalkboards existed though. Then.
Yeah.
Chalkboards existed. Oh, I can't talk.
What was that?
Chalkboards existed then.
Chalkboards.
Yeah. Yeah. Erasing the chalkboard was a huge deal.
It was.
Oh my God.
Do they, because I haven't been in a classroom in a long time.
It's been since like the 70s.
Yes, ma'am. do they use exclusively whiteboards now?
They got smart boards like now. Digital stuff. Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's smart boards. It's like a giant TV essentially that you can touch and
whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like
wild.
They like play games on it and shit and mm-hmm. like sing songs and stuff.
So they've eliminated jobs. About like the kid who gets to erase the correct. Board has the, no job correct. Now.
Yeah, yeah, no job.
Wow.
They've taken,
wow.
I yeah. love how you took it to like they eliminated jobs in the classroom. I was like, yeah, the person who worked 40 hours a week building chalkboards is out of a job.
No, you're it's like, the kids.
You're like, no, the Erica kid. Can't erase the board anymore.
What am
anymore.
I going to do with my time? I have to go to recess.
It's making teachers' pets' jobs harder.
So much harder. Yeah. So much. Do you need me to digitally spy on the other students for you?
I will.
So you were the pet, the teacher's pet?
I definitely was a teacher's pet. Oh, man. In fourth grade, my whole class got sent on a field trip, but I didn't get to go. I don't even remember why. But I didn't get to go on this field trip. And so instead, they put me in the fifth grade classroom, and they put me in the front. And so I was such a dork. Like, I was so excited whenever the teacher would ask questions. I just raised my hand. I knew all this stuff. And of course, I got made fun of a lot for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're mean.
Nerd.
They're so mean.
Oh, are you excelling at class?
Right in the front seat, raising your hand, so excited to learn. Ew.
What a dick.
Gross. I was not a Heather. So.
No.
Yeah.
So what stereotype did you fall
nerd.
Into?
Nerd. Just yeah. straight up nerd.
Straight
hell
up
yeah.
nerd.
Though, so I moved to the school district that I graduated from in the fourth grade. And to make friends, I was the class clown. In the mm-hmm. fourth grade, and like you know me, I'm not like a class clown type. But back in the fourth grade, I was.
You are very funny, though.
I'm not.
You are.
But they even voted at the end of the year, like awards.
Yeah.
And I literally won class clown, and I remember. So I was also kind of a bad kid in the fourth grade. Like I got sent like notes sent home. No, like. You know me, like I'm a pretty
straight laced.
Like, yeah.
By the book.
But in the fourth grade, I was so like hell bent on like trying to be fun for the other kids
because
I didn't know
because
I didn't know anybody that I would like talk back to the teacher and I would ooh. Like, but like in like a funny way.
You would enter the room and go, "What's up, chicken butt?"
Like, I mean, like I think I literally. The teacher was like, "Make sure to do your work," and I was like, "Okay, teach." And I went like that. And she did not like that. And she sent a note home to my mom.
I don't appreciate your child.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate his face.
Yeah. But I remember I for some reason, this is always stuck in my head, but I won that award. And then I remembered I told somebody that on the playground and they're like, huh, really?
You?
I was like. Fuck, man. I mean, like, I don't think I deserve this deep down, but like, you don't got
really hard for this. Okay.
No, it's like, I put in a year, like,
so many finger guns.
Essentially, your fourth grade year was like that TikTok loop where you did something funny that first day. So you were stuck doing it over and over again your entire year. So.
Yeah. But no, a nerd for most of my career in school.
Nice. I feel like I chameleoned around school for the
you
most
did.
Part.
You were sneaky.
Yeah, it was very contextual because
sneak a snack.
I'm a snack. But like a lot of people who know me, like know I'm a pretty silly person, but in the right context. Like if I'm in a room with people I don't know, I'm like I don't talk. Like I gotta survey what works for everybody. And then I know the parameters of which I am allowed to play in. Right. Yeah. And so like in some classrooms, I was like the really quiet kid in the corner that never talked to anybody. In other classes, I was just absolutely unbearable. So it really depended. But similarly to you, Phil, it happened for you in fourth grade, but in seventh grade for me, I think I've talked about this before, like was a really, really hard year for me because, you know, sixth grade happened. We were at Milford, Maine, the elementary school. It wasn't an elementary. What did you call that? It was like in between elementary and junior high. Middle school. Thank you.
There you go.
So sixth grade happened. Everybody was friends. Like, yay, we're sixth graders. Everybody will be friends forever. Summer break happened. And then we come back to seventh grade, junior high now. And everyone's a fucking prick. Like, that, like it's somehow over the summer, everyone got together. They're like, hey, guys, I heard about this new thing called cliques.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's when cliques happened with seventh grade. And I struggled with it because I don't know if I was too emotionally immature to understand what was happening, but I had no idea why everybody was suddenly mean and clicky and exclusive and stuff. So what I did to try to regain friends was I was the kid that, oh, bet, give Steve a quarter and he'll do anything. I did so much stupid shit junior high because people like, hey, Steve, I dare you to go ask out the English teacher. Here's a quarter. I'm like, all right. Mrs. Whatever, will you go out with me?
What did she say?
She would do that thing that adults would do that know what happened, or they know what's happening, but they can't really do anything about it. So she would just look at me and go, no, Steve, I will not go out with you. I'm like, all right, where's my quarter, guys?
Yeah, pay up.
The worst one was, because I was also pretty sheltered at this time, one of the girls in seventh grade who was much more mature than I was in a lot of ways, her bet to me was, hey, I dare you to go to my teacher, Mr. And she's like, I dare you to go up to Mr. and ask him what bending over and grabbing your ankles means.
Oh my God.
Yeah. A seventh grader asked me to do that. And me being a seventh grader was like, I don't know what that means yet. So of course I did it. I got my money.
What did he say?
Mr. He just looked at me for a beat and goes, why don't you ask your parents, Steve?
There you go. good move.
He maneuvered that very deftly.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he did get fired like a year or two later because he was like the junior high baseball coach or something. And he like was pissing the other team's dugout for some reason. I don't know.
Wait, he pissed in the other team's dugout?
Yeah, it was like a bad sportsmanship type thing. And like his way of
revenge?
Yeah.
These are children.
Dude.
Yeah. These are children.
It's,
oh my God.
These are kids playing a sport, man.
Yeah, like, I know.
Gross. Geez.
But so yeah, I was like you, where I was just kind of like desperate for people to like me. Steve, in seventh grade.
Steve in high school was one of those people who could gallivant as like soccer sports star guy or like Star Wars nerd. Like you really like.
I was a Star Wars nerd at heart. Let's be real.
Oh yeah. But you could definitely like squeeze into the mold of like not jock. You weren't a jock.
I was jock-a-jace.
But you were like the jocks didn't hate you like they did.
Because they're like, man, he has a mean left foot in the soccer
because
field.
Because you were useful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, there's a reason why I quit soccer my senior year is because I fucking hated everyone on that team.
Yeah.
But and then I found my calling in drama. So.
Hey.
So what sort of extracurricular activities in school did you guys take part in?
None.
None at all? Not
you
even like
you were a nun?
Not even.
I was a nun.
Wow.
How do you solve a problem like Maria, you know? No, I did not. I was not allowed to participate in extracurricular.
You weren't allowed?
No, was not allowed.
Not even mathletics?
No, not even.
Especially not mathletics.
No learning. I came from a conservative family. My job was to grow up, become a wife someday.
You're going to cook, clean, and make babies.
Yep. Barefoot in the kitchen. Learn how to make a sandwich. Go to home ec. That's what they wanted me to do.
Oh, Jesus.
they didn't have a housewife training extracurricular activity.
Oh, jeez.
Phil, did you have one?
Art club?
Hell yeah.
That makes sense because you're actually like a really good artist.
No, I'm not.
You're very good at drawing.
No, I'm not.
You... Dude, I know you're like being like Mr. Humble, but I'm like you're a very good drawer.
I haven't drawn in years.
Yeah, but but when you were doing it, when you were in an art club, you were killing it.
Yeah.
You're also and your art has transformed into photography.
So I want to be like, yeah, art is what kept me there, but just had a crush on a girl in art club. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to join art club so I can talk to this girl after. I don't even remember. But yeah, so it was an after school thing. And I was like, oh, that girl I like is in art club. Maybe I'll join art. And I mean, like, I did have an interest in art. So like, it wasn't like completely out of left field. Like mathletics would be the completely out of left field for me. But yeah, but
1 + 1 equals us.
I was 13. Like, what do you expect? Like,
yeah, that's what you do when you're 13. You just join the same club.
Yeah. I put on my my Old Navy branded logo t-shirt and my cargo shorts.
That's right.
I put my Discman in the cargo pocket. Yep. Couldn't listen to it when I walked because it skipped too much.
Oh man, I forgot that pain.
Yeah. I borrowed my buddy's he had this like metallic ball necklace that I liked. Yes. So I put that on. I thought it was so cool.
Hell yeah.
I remember you went through like a goth phase kind of.
It wasn't a goth phase. It was a punk phase.
Or punk phase. That's
very
right.
Different.
It is. You're right. Yeah. That is 100% true. That is right.
Yeah, I did like punk a lot for a while.
But did you have like a skull in your car?
I did. I found this at a Halloween store. It was a gold skull. And I've always had a fascination with like the way skeletons look. Like I'm not a weirdo. Just think like skeletons
exactly
are cool.
Would say.
Not saying like I want to see anybody's skeleton, but as a kid, like that was the Halloween icon that I thought was really cool. And in retrospect, it was weird.
You just really had a thing for Dia de los Muertos.
But I mean, like you're 16.
Spanish culture.
Right. You're 16. You have weird aesthetic choice, like tastes. We've all had weird aesthetic.
Yeah, you're still trying it out.
Yeah,
seeing what you like, seeing what
sticks.
And
I remember, like, my dad was like, "Oh, you put the skull on the dashboard, huh?" Because it was like where the windshield and the dashboard meet, I had it wedged right there. And he was like, "Oh, you put the skull on the car, huh?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's cool, huh?" And he's like, it's a cool skull, buddy.
I love picturing your dad trying to be so supportive of something. He walks in like, "Mary, I think her kid's a murderer."
So yeah, that didn't last long. I forget why I took it up. Probably because I was like, trying to go on dates with girls. And I was like, I should probably take the skull out.
This'll look rad.
Yeah.
Hey, play your cards right and you pointed the skull.
you might get to meet the skull.
Yeah.
You ready to see the misses?
Oh no.
Yeah. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Erica, what was your like embarrassing school? Anything embarrassing, like things you
like
wore,
fashion-wise, okay, well,
things you were into.
All right, let's recall that I grew up incredibly religious, so I never wore pants to school. I was always in a skirt.
That's really progressive for not for religious folk, not wearing any pants to school. Wow.
Yeah, it's
what
crazy.
Church is this?
It's a really weird church. No, everyday skirt, didn't matter if it was like -12 or 1,000 degrees outside, a skirt, a long skirt every day.
It's like a denim skirt.
Yeah.
Denim.
Yep. Just like Mario. So fashion wise, I didn't really get to go through all those same phases. So probably music wise I did. But yeah, I never got to really express myself with fashion. Thank God.
Was there a uniform at school or was
no.
it? Okay. So
no, gotcha. No, just my family only let me wear skirts. Okay. So yeah. So I never really got to express myself with fashion, but I think that was probably what was best for me because God only knows what I would. I would probably had a punk phase, probably a goth phase.
Yeah.
Really loved Alanis Morissette, got into, Jagged Little Pill, then also like everyone thought the Spice Girls were cool. So I'm like, maybe I should think the Spice Girls are cool.
Yeah.
I didn't love it, but I'm just trying to fit in as much as I could.
You grew up in Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Lots of corn there.
Yeah.
Lots of corn. Like nothing else.
Like the band.
Yeah. Not the band. No, that would have been highly frowned upon. Highly frowned upon. Yeah. I have plenty of embarrassing school stories, but they don't have anything to do with fashion or phases.
Tell us one.
Ooh, let's see. One time where do I start with this? Okay, one time in Spanish class, It was Dia de los Muertos. So I had to bake these cupcakes. And they had this special recipe that Senora Sun, my Filipino Spanish teacher, gave me. And so I did the orange frosting or whatever, the way it was supposed to be in the recipe. And so I get on the bus and I'm like, oh my God, I don't have my cupcakes. Oh no. So I tell my bus driver, I'm so sorry, I forgot my cupcakes. Can I go get them? And he's like, yeah, you can go. He had to go make a loop and turn around anyway. He's like, don't let any grass grow under your feet. So I ran as fast as I could. I grabbed my cupcakes and I get back to the bus and I trip on the top step, dumping 24 cupcakes onto my bus driver.
Oh, jeez.
Now, thankfully, my dad saw all this go down and he baked a new batch and brought them to school. I thought that was really nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but that bus driver called me cupcake the rest of my school career.
Cupcake.
And actually, oddly, I now work with his daughter.
Really?
And she brought me in something it wasn't too terribly long ago, but they had seen a cupcake sign in a restaurant. And so they took a picture of it and printed out the picture.
That's amazing.
To bring to me. I just thought that was really sweet that he remembered that.
That's funny.
Yeah. So that was the time I fell onto the bus. But there's also a time that I fell off of the bus. I had my seventh grade poster project. It was like, you know, they were new back in the day. I don't know. I'm older than you guys, but. It was a foam poster. It wasn't cardboard. It was a styrofoam poster, a trifold board for science fair. Super cool. I worked really hard on it. I'm getting off the bus carrying my foam board and I trip and I fall off the bus this time, land on my styrofoam board. Thank God for that padding.
So it broke your fall, yeah.
But it also broke in half.
Oh, oh no.
God.
I just did not have good bus luck in school.
Yeah. You and buses.
Yeah. I've always been really graceful.
You're pretty graceful person.
I'm quite graceful.
Remember one of the first
still
times
with me.
First times we hung out, there was like we were at this restaurant and no. It's mostly a bar but also a restaurant, and so like where we were seated was like in sort of like on the same wall as the bar, but it was like on an elevated step.
What place is this?
Chameleons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, in Northside.
Yeah. So good.
So there's like an elevated step to go to where we were seated, and she kept getting up and down to like go get napkins or go order the food or go get drinks. And every time, every single time, she tripped for going off.
Literally every time.
To the point where like by the end of it, I was like, step, watch out, step. Hey.
That's so funny.
Please don't die.
Yeah. No. I was never going to be in ballet club.
Yeah.
Clubs. Steve, did you ever mention what club you were in?
Yeah.
Did you try to skip that?
Yeah. Did you skip out on clubs?
I think he tried to get out of his club story. What club you
skip out of club? So there's two clubs, one of which was drama club. I kind of briefly mentioned that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did do drama club.
Yeah. So I when I quit soccer, so my senior year, I quit soccer in the beginning and like didn't do anything for the first half of senior year. The latter half of senior year, I joined drama club, similarly to Phil, because I had a crush on a girl who went to drama club.
As teenage boys do.
And as luck would have it, I joined because of her. She quit like a month or so later just because she wasn't feeling drama. But I stayed because I had so much fun in it.
It was too much drama for her.
It was. Drama club was like a reawakening for me. Like, because the beginning of senior year, it was like such a poor start for me because a lot of my friends were a grade above me. So like Phil was a grade above me. Mm. You know, most of our friends were a grade above me. So like I didn't have them. And then the friends I did have, I didn't have a lot of classes with. And there was some like high school drama going on at the time that was awful. But then drama happened and it like changed every, like the latter half of my senior year is like my favorite time of high school. Like I loved it so much because of drama club. And so I can't thank that girl enough for getting me to join and then subsequently quitting.
All right.
Cause the way she got me to join was like, hey, you should join drama. A, I'm in it. B, there are no boys and we need boys desperately. So I'm like, okay,
we need boys,
which worked out because you know,
you are a boy.
I am boy. I like girls. It worked out. And the other club I was in was chess club. I was in chess club for a hot minute.
Wait, you were in chess club?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Not in senior year, what year was that? What year was I? I think it might have been my sophomore or junior year. I was in chess club, but I was the worst person in chess club by a mile. Like the way they dictate, because you had to join chess club to be on the chess team. The chess team would go and compete against other schools, right? And the way they determined who in chess club got on the team was they had like a point system. So if you won a game, you got points. If you lost the game, you lost points, right? The number one person in chess club had like 3,000 points. I had negative 3,000 points.
What made you join chess club?
Honestly, the guy who ran it, the teacher who ran it, his name was Mr. Vinogs. He was also a JV soccer coach.
Yeah.
He was one of my favorite people.
Oh, so you just liked him.
I just really liked him. I thought he was a really fun person.
On him.
I had a crush on him.
Yeah, right.
Also, they had pizza every meeting.
So you went to pizza and Mr. Vinogs club.
Yep.
Yes.
And just chess happened to be playing.
And chess happened to me.
And I'm here too.
Chess happened upon me.
Yeah, right.
While I was enjoying the pizza.
You wanted to just do like a cool pizza hang with your bro.
Yeah, there
was. They just happened to make you play chess while you were there.
There wasn't a pizza club I could join.
Can you imagine how popular that one would be?
Every kid.
Pizza club.
Every kid's like, yeah, I'm in. Yeah, right. Yeah, I can't hang out. I got pizza.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be tough out there as we try to navigate the many twists and turns that life throws our way. Not every problem we face has an obvious or easy solution, but talking through these issues can always bring major benefits. So whether you're dealing with a career change, relationship help, or just getting used to your new normal, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. I myself have benefited from therapy. I have benefited from BetterHelp. I was struggling to find myself and figure out who I was post-divorce. BetterHelp matched me with an amazing therapist who taught me all about codependency, what it was, and ways I can combat it and realize my whole true self. So if it sounds like therapy is the right move for you, then give BetterHelp a try. It's online, convenient, flexible, and can work with your schedule. Filling out a brief questionnaire is all it takes to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. To start your own therapy journey, visit betterhelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Stream Fiends. Over here at Streaming Things, we like to give a special shout out to all of our members of our Patreon, but we want to specifically shout out our super patrons for the month of August. So thank you, Becky Ladusky, Kaylee Sampson, Stanton Valentino, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Giancarlo Gasparin, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Little Tickler, Svento7, Jay Scramo, AK Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Lawrence, Trey Barrera, Conrad, David Malfara, Professor Beth RN, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, The Pedal Peddler, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, John Collins, Amber McVeigh, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sun Loving Mortal, Suzanne Rode, Jadinklage Morgoon, Jen Robinson, Kate, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Ashley Powers, Stephen V, Casey McCain, and Enza. Thank you all so much, and back to the show.
I honestly do miss that time. If you want to know, in drama, I was a villager in the Cinderella musical.
Oh.
And they actually
villager
gave me...
Villager number one, two, or three?
Actually, my villager had a name. It was, I wish I had a... something, I think it was something Sam... Because there was a, so you know our friend Soja, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. So she was in that as well, and in the play, in the opening number, she has a line, and it was Married Sam. That was my character's name, was Married Sam, because she goes, "I wish I had a Married Sam." And the joke is, there's another woman or another girl like prancing across stage, and I'm standing next to Soja, and I'm watching her like, "Oh, girl," and then she hits me because I'm supposed to be the husband.
Yeah.
And so that was what I did in that play. And then the second play, I played the clean one in The Odd Couple.
Yeah.
Jack Lemmon's character from The Odd Couple.
You had a full Felix, like, or Oscar? Main part.
Felix. Oscar's, yeah, the dirty one. Oscar. Yeah, I was Felix. Yeah. So I went from like background character to like
lead
character.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really, really enjoyed Drama Club. But Phil, do you want to tell the story about how you and I met in high school?
Didn't we tell it before?
You did, but it was in an after hours. So that was okay. A patron only story. Gotcha. And I think it's a funny story. Erica, have you heard the story?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
I listened to the show. I'm begging you to listen to the show.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm begging you.
Well, if you've already listened to this, skip ahead 2 minutes. Just smash that 30-second button a couple times.
Smash that subscribe button.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The short version is there was a job fair day at school, and you had to sign up for specific jobs that you were interested in doing in the future, things that you may have an interest in at the time. And one of them was web design. So I signed up for that one. And as the class is filling up for web design, this guy walks in to talk about web design, supposedly, but he wasn't. He was some other...
He was an archivist of some type.
Very, like, gently related field, but I guess they couldn't get, like, a web designer in. So yeah, this guy can probably talk about some shit that these kids will...
His job also featured a computer.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So the way it was set up, the speaker stood in the middle of the room, and all of the tables were set up in like a U shape around the speaker. So all the kids sat at chairs in the outside of the U.
Facing him.
Yeah. So it's going fine. 5 minutes go by. And then in walks this kid that I don't know, but my friend Josh did know. And Josh was seated late. Right next to me. And so this kid's late.
Kind of irresponsible.
Yeah, super, super rude.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You could say he's a real hoe bag.
Yeah. So this kid is Steve. I don't know Steve yet. I don't know him. So
we were always we hung out with the same people. We had the same group of friends, but you and I never crossed paths for like a year.
Yeah. So, and then he comes in, he can't find a seat cause he's late. So all the seats are taken. So he grabs a seat, like off in the corner and essentially drags it to the inside of the U of the tables. And since he knows Josh, he sits down right like across from me. So I'm like, ooh, this is weird.
I think I missed that detail before.
Yeah, yeah. So
you
it was
dragged
like,
it to the inside.
Yeah, so it was awkward.
Yeah, I wanted to sit next to Josh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it was awkward that he's like doing this whole thing, like sitting inside the U. And
So
I was like, okay, this is a little bit odd. And I'm surprised this kid is even bothering since he's late. And then Steve promptly falls asleep. He just puts his head down and goes to sleep. No. And he's the closest of anybody to the speaker.
I'm directly in front of him.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And there's no way that guy did. He could not possibly not see me, just not give a shit about what he was doing.
He did not. Yeah. So I was like, wow, this kid's late and he's rude and he's sleeping now. This sucks. This kid sucks. And then
Josh, I kind of like you less for liking this kid.
I was like, wow, your choice in friends, man.
Oh, man.
And then so essentially, I don't know, like that was my junior year, your sophomore year, because then that summer we didn't officially meet until we went to the amusement park together. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't even really remember Steve when I actually like formally met him when he wasn't sleeping in a class. But well, I pieced it together.
In your defense, my head was down on my shoulder.
That's true. Yeah. I didn't get a good look at his face at the time. So
it was like a while later before we put two and two together.
Yeah.
And it was funny because you brought that up like, oh yeah, that was totally me.
Yeah. No, it's funny because like the second time or like the first time we actually met. So like the second time we crossed paths, like I loved Steve, like from the get go, I was like, this kid is funny. I love him. Let's be friends. And so like, it was the complete opposite reaction than the first time.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the story.
I love that story of us meeting.
It is very funny because, you know, just thinking of the juxtaposition of like, ew, I hate this kid. What a piece of trash. This guy's great. Love this guy.
Yeah.
You guys, honestly, like just to observe you guys and especially on the I loved the canceled podcast. I don't know if we can talk about the name of it or not, but that one you guys used to do together.
Yeah.
I really loved it. Like your chemistry is so dynamic and fun. And so it's just, it's always like funny to watch you guys hang out.
Well, thanks.
Oh, thank you.
I love your love story.
I love hanging out with Phil. I mean, there are so many things in my personal life, like little weird bits of phrases that we've just come up with over the years that I'll just say to myself and then forget. Oh, no one else knows what this means but Phil.
Well, like when I went denim, like no one knows that except for us. Like that's
denim.
Yeah.
That is my favorite joke to tell people though.
Yeah. Do you want to tell the joke?
Oh, she knows it. But the joke is for the listener, like what kind of pants do the Mario Brothers wear? Denim.
There you go.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. It's a great dad joke. It's a great dad joke. Who, and this is a question open to anybody.
Yeah.
Who was your dream crush?
Ooh, okay.
In school. Did you have like a crush?
I had a different crush every year. So, I mean, I don't know which one qualifies as dream crush.
Oh.
What's one that stands out?
One that stands out to me.
Do you remember all of their names?
Actually, no. There is one. I'm not going to say their name.
Yeah.
Because
that's fair.
It's a real person.
Yeah, it's a real person. So interestingly, when I was in school, I told you I came from a really conservative family and very religious. And so I was kind of like the weird religious girl. And so I had this huge crush on this boy. And he was just so smart and so kind and so sweet. And I think what's really strange is that I had the opportunity to reconnect with him not too long ago. And my, have the tides turned. Now I am the normal-ish. And he is a deeply religious person with interesting beliefs. So I just think that's very interesting how that happened.
Yeah.
And then in fourth
grade. Like ships passing in the night.
Yeah. In fourth grade, I had a major crush on this one guy. And like, I guess it was like the worst kept secret ever. And everyone would be like, yeah, you should flirt with him. You should. But they all knew he didn't like me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was a big nerd. Aww. Dream crush, Phil?
Not Sleepy Steve in that one class. He was not my crush.
What a pill.
He just crushed your spirit. His tardiness.
I don't know. I mean, as a teenage boy, like every...
Yeah.
Girl was your crush.
Yes, you get all loopy and dumb about it.
Yeah.
Hormones.
There was a girl who was a couple grades above me who was my buddy's sister. And I remember we had like lunch bells, so like not the whole school went to lunch at the same time. It was staggered. So that And I remember after lunch each day, she had the same lunch as I did. So after lunch each day, we would stand in the hall to essentially wait until the bell chimes so we could go back to our next class. And I think she like picked up on the vibe of like, oh, this nerd, like I can make this nerd feel whatever I want to feel. Yeah. And so she used to stand there and put her arm around me. And as a like 15-year-old, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God, it's happening.
And her bag.
It's happening.
This is my future. It's
we're gonna get married.
Yes.
Oh my God.
All the feelings real.
So like, just remember, oh, she was also the sister of the guy who gave me the necklace, the big ball necklace. So yeah.
The big ball.
The big ball necklace. I have no idea.
You felt what powerful in that necklace.
Yeah. I had big ball energy back then.
Did. Yeah, you did.
She would put her arm around me and like talk like 6 inches from my face. And mm-hmm. like all I could do is just like stand she there like as still as doing. I could. Yeah, like she knew it. She loved the fact that she could make me uncomfortable in a way that I liked, but also like didn't know how to process. So she was my crush for like lunch that year.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lunch crush. Yeah.
Steve?
Oh gosh. I remember there was this, what year was that? It was like fifth or sixth grade. There was this girl. I don't think I actually had a crush on her, but I just like was like, this person's fun and I think I can do a bit and drive it into the ground. And
I love this.
So I just would like say like that. Yeah, I would just be that weird kid's like, oh, this is my girlfriend. And she's like, I'm not your girlfriend. I'm like, oh, that's. And I would just be like, oh, you. She's so funny, isn't she, everybody? Yeah. And she'd be like, Steve, stop it. But it like became like this ongoing joke.
Did she eventually like soften to it? Or was she like, I'm going to put a restraining order on your child?
It was kind of, I guess it was more like light teasing than anything on my half.
Sure.
On her.
Yeah.
But it became like this ongoing thing where that was like such a big deal in like fifth or sixth grade that for the next few years like we would joke about it, and then life kind of happened where like when we got into high school like we never had any classes together, really. We never really interacted much,
so long distance relationship at that point.
but like I remember like on like graduation from high school, she like we were like, you know, because we were in the same grade, like, you know, saying our goodbyes, like, oh, congrats for everything. And she's like, I'll always enjoy being your fake girlfriend. And
aww, I was like,
I'm so glad you were. And, and it was like a really touching, like, we're friends. We're laughing about like this weird thing that I did as a fifth or sixth grader.
I love it.
Yeah.
Did you guys do any like pranks in school?
I was so straight laced. I was teacher's pet, remember?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No pranks.
No, like poison apple, no. Oppenheimer style.
Never.
No? Oppenheimer Never. Style.
I know, like, what was it? Was it forking? That was like a big thing.
Yeah, you forked my house.
Yeah, I did. What? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He. So back then.
What are we talking about?
Forking.
Forks, like plastic forks.
Yeah, we hated the environment.
That's not what I thought you were talking about.
he and some other friends in. Not in the middle of the night, but like pretty late one night.
Oh, it was like 9:30 p.m.
Yeah, it was like
man, I was really late in Milford.
I had just lit my kerosene lantern and wandered to bed in my nightcap at 8:30 p.m.
Right. I hope the spirits don't visit me.
Yeah, right. Well, essentially, what they do is they take a whole bunch of plastic forks and then stick them fork down into the yard. So there's all these like fork handles up, and it's just a mess. Like that's the prank. It's just a mess.
Thing. Okay,
but cool. It's not as obnoxious as TP, because TP like falls apart.
Yeah, and,
like,
it gets wet.
Yeah, it gets gross. Forks are just like, oh fuck, I gotta go out there and like pull all these forks out of the fucking ground. Like, this sucks.
There's also coning.
Yeah, you coned my car one time.
Yeah.
Explain coning.
You just get cones and put them all over your car,
like a traffic cone. Like they'd steal a traffic cone and then put it on a car.
You literally go outside and there'd be like 10 to 20 cones just around and on top of your car.
Yeah. So
nice. That was a big thing that our group of friends did. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you guys did it to me, or you coned me once. My yard was too much to fork.
Yeah, Steve lived on like an acre of land.
Can we pause and reflect on the statement he just made? You coned me once because I was too hard to fork.
I said my yard was too hard to fork.
Oh, my yard. Even better. Okay, great. Yeah. Let's get the quote right. Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's yeah. You forked my yard.
Yeah. How much did your parents love that?
They actually, I remember them walking out and then being like, what is it? Like they were oddly amused. And I was like, I'm surprised you're amused by this. I think because they knew you were behind it and they like Steve more than they like me. So they're like, oh, well,
it's not true.
If little Prince Steve thinks it's funny, then it's hilarious.
That's not true.
So that is absolutely true.
Although I do love your parents. Yeah. Very so much.
I think they were into it. But
so, kind of so to pivot from that,
yeah,
because Erica didn't have any pranks.
No, sorry.
No senior pranks. So
I've got a prank.
Oh, you've got a prank.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
During lunch, I remember we glued a quarter to the floor.
Remember this story? And that had to be nonstop joy.
Oh my god, it was the best. So every kid that would walk by would like
it's
walk
a quarter,
by
man.
And like look down and like back then like oh. A quarter. Whoa. Like,
get a gel pen from the machine.
Yeah, right. So they would stop and like try to pick it up. And I don't know what it was about that stupid quarter, but we like I don't think there are very few times in my life where I've laughed that hard.
It had to be hilarious.
And I know it's juvenile and stupid, but we were also 17. So
juvenile and stupid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Cut us a break.
I mean, honestly, of all the pranks, that is one that is so simple.
It's
so effective.
It costs 25 cents.
Yeah. It's super cheap.
Yeah. I already had the glue.
Already had
school.
Glue,
right. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a favorite teacher or class throughout your time in school?
Yeah. You?
Come back to me. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't remember her name. I feel so bad, but she was my web design teacher for 2 years.
I know who you're talking about.
And a lot of people didn't seem to like her, I think because she like actually made you work and like do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she was such a good teacher. And I remember staying after class and just like working on stuff and her being like encouraging and nice and pleasant. And I just remember her being like just the best. I really liked her a lot. And in fact, I think I wrote her a note my senior year on my way out just saying like, hey, thanks. And yeah, I wonder where she is now.
That's awesome.
I hope she's doing all right.
Yeah.
Was she the one that like was like, make this cornflower blue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like that was her favorite color was cornflower blue.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember she was great. I did like her.
I was in her class for 9/11.
Oh, that was that one.
That was that class. Yeah.
Oh,
I
man.
Remember looking on the internet, like what's going on? It's crazy.
I was in English class.
This conversation took a weird turn. Yeah. Sorry guys.
Yeah, this is the where were you in 9/11 story.
Right?
Yeah. I was in English class and Miss Frazier. Oh, so I was in math class and the math teacher, like the bell rings and, you know, everyone's mm-hmm. getting their stuff ready. And the math teacher's like, okay, do pages, whatever the hell. And problems 1 through 5. Oh, and as you guys are walking through a hall, some people might say something about a plane flying into a building. Just ignore it. And we're all like,
ignore it.
We just like stopped. We're like, that's a weird thing to say.
Yikes.
So then I go to my next class, which is English with Miss Frazier, and she comes into the room and she's like bawling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she rolled in the TV cart and mm-hmm. like turned on the news and we watched the news.
Jeez. Yeah, the whole hour.
And
yeah,
that was how that went down.
It's crazy.
In our class.
What class were you in?
Yeah, I was I was in my homeroom. And that lasted it was really short. And then I moved on to English and we kind of just watched it like the whole morning until I got to AP chemistry and my AP chemistry professor was like, let's turn this off. We don't need to see this anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know, most of it was done and it was all just, you know, reporting of the collateral damage and it was just rough. So
Yeah.
But what was the initial dream question? Crushes.
favorite teachers.
Oh, favorite teachers. That's right.
Did you have a favorite teacher?
Yeah, I did. So I'm going to.
It was that guy.
It was that guy. It wasn't. No, but I did love him. He was great. So I'm going to cheat and do college.
Okay.
Because that's still school.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, sure.
So I had this professor that we were supposed to write an opinion paper. So I was like, okay, cool. Can't be wrong. It's my opinion. All right. So this, we all were assigned two subjects, and the subject that I got was should drug abusing nurses be allowed to ever get their license again, or should it be suspended indefinitely? And so I had a hot take on that. I was like, nope, never give it back. You can't trust them. It's too late. Blah, 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 blah. And the irony of this was, like, I had been, like, raised as this Christian person, right? Like, this very religious person. And I was judging so harshly because they were using drugs. Oh, my God, no. And so I turned in my paper, and she gives it back to me. She says, why don't you try again?
Yeah.
And I was like, I was pissed. I was like, what do you mean? This is my opinion. Like, it's an opinion paper. She's like, just try again. And so
do more research, right?
Yeah, do more research. And so I did more research, and it was just it was life altering, really, because I was like, oh, yeah, here I am, like, supposedly this religious person and all about, like, isn't Christianity all about this, like, redemption arc, right? And I was like being, like, so hard on people who, you never know what people are going through, right? And so I have appreciated that professor just quietly. Gently,
she challenged you. Yeah.
Why don't you try again? Why don't you try again?
It's cool.
Do some more research. Try again. And I mean, like, she was telling me I was wrong. And that's okay. But I learned so much from that, because I was like, I had to take a deep look at myself and, like, what I was projecting and putting out there. And I'm like, yeah, I guess, you know, people do need to be given a chance to be rehabilitated and everything. And so, yeah, she just, like, really changed the way I was thinking. And she also kind of instilled in me, like, why don't you find out first? Why don't you look into this before you go spouting off your opinions? Like, why don't you see what's true? Why don't you see what's fact? So I have always appreciated her for that.
That's cool.
I was really pissed at the time.
Yeah.
Really pissed. Yeah. But I mean, like, what a what a great lesson that you can just, like, use all throughout your life. So
yeah.
I really appreciate her.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I always appreciated teachers that challenged me. Like, like in college, that when I was in college, there's a guy, Professor Poulos, legitimately the smartest person I've ever met in my life. Like, I had him for, like, sci-fi film class. I had him for the art of board games. Like, I had him for all these classes that you would think on the surface, like, oh, I'm just going to watch sci-fi movies all day. Sweet. Oh, I'm just going to play board games all day. Sweet. But no joke, they're some of the toughest classes I've ever had. But the way he's able to explain things and sort of, like, open your mind up to, like, oh, no, this means this. Therefore, this other thing is true. And it's just, like, I will always appreciate that guy for doing that. And you know, conversely, when I was in high school, one of my favorite teachers was notoriously one of everyone's least favorite teachers. I cannot remember her name. Maybe you will. She was a chemistry teacher. Like, she was some type of science teacher.
Yeah.
But I took her for, it's Milford, Ohio. So it's like we're upper middle class school. So we offer the class forensics. And I took this forensics class, legit should have failed that class, but I've never had more fun failing at anything in my life. Cause everything she was telling me was, like, blowing my mind. Like, are you, what? And I would turn to the kids next to me, like, did you hear that? Holy shit, no way. And then she would be like, here's the test. I'm like, cool, F. I don't understand any of this, but it's awesome.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And I remember there was some reason where, like, there was the final exam week. And I think there was something going on where I could not make the exam for that class. So she had me come, like, at a later date to take it. And I remember I'm the only one in the class. She's, like, stayed with me so I can take it.
Proctoring, yeah.
Yeah. And I take the test, and I hand it to her, and she's like, how'd you think you did? And I'm like, I think I did pretty well. I'm kind of proud. I studied real hard for this one. I think I did all right. And she's like, all right, hold on, I'll go grade it. She goes in the back, she grades it. She comes back and she's like, it's not great. And I'm like, oh, man, because I had, like, a D in that class.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, no. And she's like, it's not great, but you'll be all right.
Aww.
So I think it was a situation where, like,
I should have failed this class, but she knew how
enthusiastic
and genuinely interested I was. I just wasn't getting it.
Your attitude essentially passed you.
Right. Because like every day I would show up to class and she would just beat me with the across. Wow. Whoops. Whoa.
That's my favorite teacher.
She would like beat me across the head with like a stick of knowledge, and I would return the next day happy to receive the second hit, you know?
You better not take that out. All right. I saw you touch your flag button. You better not take that out.
All right.
I'm doing this now to make sure that you don't.
Keep me honest.
Yeah. I took the class too. Do you remember the guy who showed slides of crime scenes?
Crime scenes? Yeah.
What? In high school?
Yeah, man. Yeah. It was bad. Shit.
It was brutal.
I remember there was. Dude, do you remember the one where is like a guy died and his dog was in the house and the dog had to survive somehow and took apart his face showed that?
Yeah.
I like how you put that. The dog had to survive.
That's ultimately what it was.
I'm sure the dog wasn't thrilled about having to do that.
Hell no. Right. That class was before lunch for me, so.
Oh no!
I don't think I ate that day.
Would you prefer to see that before lunch or the blue waffle photo from before lunch?
Oh my god!
Do not Google that.
Don't Google that.
No,
Google
sex that. Ed. Do not. That's not real.
That's a sex don't ed Google thing.
That. It's not real.
I love how I can say blue waffle and you immediately know what I'm talking about. Even you know, and you didn't even go to our school.
I was deeply religious too. So what does that tell you? Everyone knows about
blue Everyone knows the blue waffle.
Don't Google it.
Oh my gosh.
We can't stress enough. Do not Google that.
Well, the reason we did this episode is because, like we mentioned, school is going back in session for a lot of people. A lot of kids are going back to school. Parents are going back to work. And so before we cut it off, I wanted to ask you, Erica, if it's okay.
Sure.
Since you have little ones.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your little ones going back to school?
Oh, man. We're going to a new school this year. And they had a new family night. And I have never honestly seen a principal that is more engaged than this principal at this school, like answering all these questions, knows all the students, talks about how she walks around at lunchtime and helps them open their go-gurts and stuff. Like, I have literally never seen such an engaged educator. And we came back from that family night and new family night, and my kids were just like, I can't wait to go here. And I was like, yes, I'm so pumped because that my youngest is not into school at all. He's been complaining for the last 2 weeks, like, I don't want to go to school. And they were both like, yes, I can't wait to go here. It was so cute. Yeah. So I'm excited.
That's awesome.
How excited are you?
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. Well, Erica, Phil, thank you so much for joining me on this back to school edition of Streaming Things. I hope you, the listener, enjoyed the stories we told. If you guys have some really funny high school stories or heartfelt, genuine stories you'd like to share with us, please do send them in. You can send them into streamingthingspod@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at streamingthingspodofficial. Go check that out. You'll see an embarrassing photo of Phil.
Can't wait.
From the last episode.
Right. Oh, if you haven't, listen to the Monday episode, the birthday quiz episode. I put a lot of work into that, and I'm very proud of it. And Phil and Madison had a great time. And listen to the Tu Wong Fu episode if you want to see more of Erica. She's great, right?
She is great.
I like her a lot.
I'm a big fan.
Huge.
Thank you guys again. We really appreciate it. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/streamingthings and join at a variety of tiers that will keep the lights on for Streaming Things. Also, we are selling a Striking Things shirt, the proceeds of which will go to the Striking SAG-AFTRA members. So please do that if you can. And I think that's everything for me. Do you guys have anything you'd like to add before we close this school down?
Thanks, Teach.
Yeah. Thanks, Teach.
Hey, you know what? I believe the children are our future. Teach them well, and they will lead the way.
Indeed.
Amen.
And with that, my name is Steve.
I'm Phil.
And I'm Erica.
And I'm Steve, and this is Streaming Things. Thank you so much. Happy streaming. Stay in school.
Even on a budget, Quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.